Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to FOSDEM 2024. And this agenda speaker is Will Thompson. And welcome him. Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me? Great. So, sir, how about this? Is that better? We'll see how we go. Cool. Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming today. I've seen a lot of really great talks in this room over the years. It's a real privilege to be on this side of the auditorium for the first time. So a little bit about me. Who am I? I'm an engineer at Endless OS Foundation, where I've been for 7 or so years. And I've been working on kind of GNOME and GNOME-adjacent stuff for longer than that. And today, I want to talk about why it's useful for free software projects to collect usage data. I want to talk about how this can be done in a privacy-respecting fashion. I'll talk about the Endless OS system for this as an example or maybe an existence proof. I'm not necessarily suggesting that other projects should take what we've built and use it directly, though of course you can. But I hope to encourage other free software projects on the desktop or otherwise to consider adopting similar techniques so we can better understand how the software is used. I mentioned Endless, what's that? So I work for Endless OS Foundation. We are a nonprofit organization. Our vision is simple, the whole world empowered. And access to the digital tools of the modern world is a prerequisite for being empowered. So we strive to ensure access to these tools and create opportunities for underserved and under-resourced communities around the world. We do a lot of things which are not Endless OS, even though Endless OS is in our name, but it's Endless OS I'll be referring to today. So I'll talk briefly about what Endless OS is and what it's for. In brief, it's an immutable Linux desktop distro. Visually, it's GNOME with some modest customizations to suit our target users. The groups we work with typically have little to no previous computing experience, but they probably have used a smartphone. You can download Endless OS from our websites, and you can, in some parts of the world, buy it pre-installed in OEM systems. But we, as an organization, are more focused on... Okay. We are more focused on working with other nonprofits and with companies aligned with our mission to bring computing to underserved communities. So this might be partnering with another foundation to set up a computer lab in a disconnected rural village, or we might work with microfinance organizations to make computers affordable to low-income families, and so on. And in these contexts, there's often limited or intermittent internet connectivity. So part of the point of Endless OS is we pre-install lots of apps and lots of offline learning resources, and we make sure the whole system is fully usable offline. So what do I mean when I say the word metrics? I'm going to use the words telemetry, metrics, analytics, usage data, and so on interchangeably. Sorry if there are technical nuances of those words. But I'm referring to the concept of end-user software, so that's software that runs on a device in your hands, collecting data about how it is used, and then periodically sending this to its developers. You might be saying, that sounds a lot like spying. Please hear me out. I'm not talking about that. The other part of the title was privacy respecting. So you might be skeptical because when people talk about usage data, they're often talking about slurping up all kinds of personal data about each user, building profiles of each individual, and then you sell it to advertisers, which is... So the easiest way to explain what I mean is privacy respecting means the opposite of that. But the easiest privacy respecting thing to do is to do nothing. You don't collect any usage data. You don't have to write any code. You don't have to think about the ethical or legal issues with the data collection because you're not doing it. So maybe for a lot of projects, that's fine. And you might ask, why? Like, why would you do this? Well, software is not made in a vacuum. Normally, you're trying to help some group of people do something they couldn't do before. And so in order to build good software, it's useful to know how is your software being used. I mean, is it being used at all? What hardware is it being used on? Which features are used, which features are not used, and so on. And if we have this information, we can make informed decisions about how to build the software, rather than basing it on assumption and guesswork and vision alone. The other strand to this is a lot of people are developing free software at work. I work for a nonprofit, and I would like us to continue to do the work that we do to advance our mission and also to contribute to the open source commons. And part of doing that is to demonstrate that the work we're doing has the impact that we are trying to have on the world. And the organizations we work with have similar needs. They need to justify to themselves and to their own sponsors that it's worth putting their time and resources into working with us. So having quantitative data helps to support the impact claims we're making. And you might say, okay, that's fine, but why don't you just ask your users? Run some interviews, do some surveys, some usability testing, and so on. Wouldn't that be ideal? And yes, of course, there's no substitute for actually talking to the humans who are using your software. It's quite rare, particularly in free software projects, to have the resources to scale that. And for some things, users are not consciously aware of the ways they're using their software, the software they're using. There are also limits to what you can learn from a half-hour or one-hour testing session as opposed to usage over time as part of doing your day-to-day work or life. It's very useful to find volunteer testers from the community. You can learn very interesting things from that. Those groups tend to also be quite self-selecting. So this will skew the results towards people who have a higher motivation to tell you what they would like you to do with your software. So ideally, you want both, I think. I think you want to talk to end users and explain the why behind what you can find in data that you have. And in the other direction, having data about how the software is used can drive the kinds of questions that you want to ask your end users. And essentially, every website, online store, app, and mainstream OS provides something like this. I'm not arguing that we should do something just because everyone else does it. And hearing that a big tech company does something might often be a reason to do the opposite thing. But there are non-evil reasons to want to do this, and I think it's reasonable to assume that the people who are developing software, free or non-free, typically want it to be good and useful. And other projects have similar requirements and constraints to what I've just discussed. So even with more resources, you can't constantly interview your users. And we're often at a disadvantage compared to more to commercially backed software. The big ones are in people and time and money. All of these things are, of course, related. And I think that rejecting the idea of collecting usage data outright just creates more unnecessary disadvantages for ourselves. We should want to have the information that we need to focus the limited time and resources that we do have. And we have the opportunity to use the structure and the transparency of free software projects to do something that's actually better than the status quo in the wider industry. We want to respect our users and preserve their privacy while still being able to make better decisions and make our software serve them better. And the kind of axiomatic thing here is we do not want to collect personal data. We don't want to track individuals. We don't want to sell that data or worse, have it stolen through some database hack. We don't want to serve targeted advertising and so on. Of course, handling personal data comes with legal responsibilities as well, which if you can just not collect personal data, it's much better for everybody. So if you want to hold a word in mind, think tally, not surveillance. An analogy to Zach Cassidy, who is here with his phone, is to think about a library. So near me, our local library is run by volunteers. And you might imagine that one day you go to the library and there's someone at the door holding one of these little tally clickers. And for each person that goes through the door, they click it once, and this helps them to get some kind of measure of how well used the library is. Maybe they can collect this similar tally on different days of the week or at different times, and this can help them decide how they staff the library, advocate for more funding from the local government, and so on. And the other end of the scale is if you imagine someone kind of following you around in the library, and they're going to look over your shoulder, see, okay, you've gone to the computer book section, you've gone to the children's book section, you probably have a child, okay, watching what you're reading.